This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Congress is once again trying to overhaul the nation's immigration laws. The Senate passed a comprehensive reform bill last year, but the House went its own way. It approved a measure to strengthen the nation's borders, but it did not deal with about 12 million immigrants now living in the United States illegally. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the Senate hopes to take up a bill next week, but first has to agree on what bill to bring to the floor.
A bipartisan group of senators has been working behind closed doors over the past several weeks in an effort to draft an immigration measure. And while they haven't a final product as yet, they do have what Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania called today a grand agreement or outline of the bill. It includes plans to build new fences around metropolitan areas on the U.S.-Mexico border, funding for more border patrol agents, and tougher penalties for employers who knowingly hire illegals. What it does not have, according to Specter, is amnesty for the millions of people now in the U.S. illegally. He says what the bill has instead is a path to citizenship.
We are going to require that they pay their back taxes, that they have community roots, they have a substantial period of employment, that they learn English.
That approach has long been advocated by President Bush, and administration officials have been participants in the backroom drafting of the measure. But a bipartisan group of House members today criticized what seems to be shaping up in the Senate, Republican Lamar Smith of Texas.
We are here today to send a signal, and actually many of us have signed a letter to the Senate leadership saying that if they do put forward their amnesty plan, we will call it for what it is, and that is amnesty.
Under Republican control, the House refused to take up the comprehensive measure approved by the Senate last year, instead focusing on strengthening border security. Republican Senator Mel Martinez of Florida says deporting 12 million people isn't going to happen, and opponents of a comprehensive approach should come up with an alternative.
What solution do they have to the problem? You know, what do they suggest? How do we handle it? And so that's what I would begin to ask people is, we've got some answers. We had a pretty good skeleton of a bill. And we still do.
That skeleton of a bill, though, still needs fleshing out, and time is running short. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has called for an immigration measure to be ready next week. Otherwise, he says, it won't get passed this year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.